Okay, I'm here with Peter Auld, and again, we're in the pub.
Hooray!
After Flash Evensong.
So. We have beer, we are happy.
Yes, and we're even more happy after what happened tonight.
It was awesome, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was cool. Four-part harmony, probably better than most churches do Evensong. Even got tenors, which is always a real tricky problem. It was an awesome service, it was great. Wasn't James good as well?
Yeah, he was brilliant, wasn't he? I thought his sermon was brilliant. He said, it doesn't matter what ism you are, Jesus overcomes them all.
Yeah, awesome. Preach it, brother.
Yeah. So you were there for all of it, right? Mm. How did you feel as the numbers kind of swelled?
It was great. I mean, I had the sense it was going to be quite cool, especially after Catherine was on the World at One today. So, you know, there were loads of journalists there. I actually spent most of my time talking to journalists. I wore a dog collar, which I shouldn't have done, because if I hadn't worn a dog collar, people would just have walked past me. But you know me, modest and humble. So I spent a lot of time talking to some journalists from different places.
Do you know who you spoke to?
Yeah, I spoke to a Jenny, whose surname escapes me, who's a Guardian columnist. I spoke to a guy from the Huffington Post. I spoke to Alex from Classical Music magazine, who was in the right place at the right time, someone from the Northern Echo, a few other people. It was quite cool, yeah.
So what do you think about the mix? I mean, we're both passionate about social media,
yeah.
But we've spent quite a long time talking about how we've got into the sort of print news. I mean, Huffington Post, of course, is more social. But what do you think is the importance of still taking on board kind of print media and the news or the TV and things?
I think very much these days, in terms of breaking news, social media breaks news. But most people get their catch up from the print media, from radio, from TV. So that's important. So it's basically social media, I think, acts as a different part of the news cycle. Social media is right at the start of the news cycle. It's really important. Print media, blogging, TV, radio news allows for a bit more reflection on what's actually happened.
So you're going to blog about this when you get home or on your way home?
I might do if I've got time.
Yes, it is
quite
time,
tired,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's why we're grabbing audio booths, because they're a brilliant way of getting on.
I haven't done audio booths, but I've had a few people do me today. I'm thinking, actually, I need to start doing this. It's very cool.
They're brilliant, aren't they? I mean, I'm literally shoving my phone onto you.
You are literally shoving your phone in my face, getting in the way of the beer, and it's just great, yeah.
Yeah, and this is linked to the Big Bible Twitter account, so
right.
It'll be on Big Bible Twitter as soon as the 3G catches up with the audio.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, anything else you want to say about tonight?
No, I just think, if you've not been, come down. It was an awesome vibe around the whole place. 7, 10 days ago, I was one of these, layabouts, ruffians, get rid of them kind of thing. I came down here over a week ago and almost broke my leg falling over a tent guy rope. These days, it's so much better. It really is. It's really well organized. It's vibrant. It's kind of less about what the protesters want and more about how they get, and more about, sorry, James is just interrupting us as he leaves, and it's less about what the protesters want and more about how they work out ways to find out and talk about what they want, and that's really interesting. And as I said, there's a really chilled out vibe about it. It doesn't feel dangerous, it doesn't feel sparky, it just feels really mellow.
Yeah.
Without the normal smell that goes with the melanus, if you know what I mean.
And what do you think will happen if the cathedral reopens?
Well,
do you think we need to learn anything from?
Yeah, I think we've seen aspects of the Church of England at its not best over the last week. It'd be very interesting how this pans out. My understanding is they still are looking to get rid of the protesters. And how they manage that will be, you know, interesting how they do that. Because even if they serve them with an eviction notice, they're not going to move. They're not going to move. So it'd be interesting if the cathedral carries on with them outside. It's no different from cathedrals I've been in the third world, where you have slums outside the door. No different.
Cool, thanks.
All right, awesome.